It has now been nearly a year since President Obama signed a bill establishing three new wilderness areas in Idaho's Boulder White Cloud Mountains. With the designation comes tourism, and one writer wants to help more people explore the landscape. His name is Matt Leidecker. He's written five guidebooks, including one on Sun Valley and one on the Sawtooths. His fifth book is called Exploring the Boulder White Clouds, and it comes out this month. For his book, Leidecker traveled every mile of the trails, some 530 miles, either on foot or by mountain bike. His book breaks down every hike in the mountains, along with some history and even a wildflower guide. He's heard from folks who are pleased with the wilderness protection and from some mountain bikers who aren't, since the designation means bikes won't be allowed in the area. Our Samantha Wright talked to Leidecker by Skype, and she asked him to describe the Boulder White Clouds from his hikes before the wilderness designation.
The Boulder White Clouds, I kind of compare them to the Sawtooth because they're right across the valley. They're hidden. They're not easily viewed from the Sawtooth Valley like the serrated ridges of the Sawtooths are. So they're a little bit more remote. There's definitely a true wilderness feel to them, regardless if they're a federal wilderness area or not. And there's a lot more variety in those mountains. Most of it is driven by the variety in geology. So whereas the Sawtooths, I like to joke, if you've been to one granite lake in an alpine basin, you've been to them all, but the White Clouds have a huge variety of underlying geology. So there's the granite basins with the alpine lakes. There's big sedimentary walls with folded rock and crumbling volcanic rock and the boulders. And so a huge variety in the landscape. That's really an interesting change from across the valley.
And you were out there before it was designated. What did you see? Did you see a lot of people on the trails? Were there a lot of people who were exploring the White Clouds?
Similar with the Sawtooths, when I did that project in 2011, you know, I'm out there all the time and really only run across a small handful of people. Mid-July, early August, when we were doing the backpack trip with the family in what is probably the most popular trailhead in the Boulder White Clouds, the Livingston Mill Trailhead, you know, we saw a fair number of people on that family backpack trip. But in a lot of the more remote parts of the White Clouds, in particular the Jerry Peak Wilderness, the eastern side of the boulders, I don't even think I saw anybody out there on the trips that I did.
Did you have a favorite place?
One of the highlight trips that I did was to explore and get to what's called the Sheep and Bowery Peak area, which is on the east side of the East Fork of the Salmon River. And I did an overnight backpack trip and slept on the top of that mountain. It has incredible views, and I met a family of about 15 mountain goats about 40 feet beneath the top. They stuck their heads out over and looked down on me, and that was a pretty neat close-up experience with those beautiful creatures.
So what are you hoping that the guidebook will give to people? Is this a chance for folks who've never been there before to figure out where they might want to go?
You know, my goal is to provide everybody with the best overall picture of what's out there, from trails to technical climbing to off-trail scrambling to climbing peaks. The books have a geology section. They have a wildflower identification section. Talk about the history of some of the regions. So it's really a big comprehensive look. So people, you know, they know what they're getting into when they go out there.
Was it a surprise for you when we had the designation? Did you expect it? Were you thinking about that at all when you were out on the trails?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I followed it closely. I think it was great that conservation groups got us to a point where legislators were kind of forced to choose between either a monument designation or the wilderness designation. I'm a mountain biker and have a lot of friends who are mountain bikers, and I know there was a lot of disappointment from what the mountain bikers lost. But in the long term, I think it's extremely important to protect some of these landscapes, you know, in perpetuity, and in particular, the achievement of getting the Jerry Peak Wilderness, which was really new designation for that landscape out there, was definitely the highlight for me. One of the things that I'm going to try and do with some of the organizations that I made touch base with and the local mountain bikers here is to use some of the momentum from this to try and have a push to develop some of the trails outside of the wilderness for mountain bikers to make up for what they lost in the wilderness designation. hoping to try and mend some fences between the bikers and some of the conservation organizations, if that's possible.
Matt Lidecker is hosting a Kickstarter campaign through the end of this week to help cover some of the printing costs for his guidebook, Exploring the Boulder White Clouds. It comes out this week.